We are recording.
Murphy, Buffo, here. King,
here.
Morris, Stuber,
here.
Perry,
here.
Truelock,
here.
Stand. Pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we invite you, if you so choose, to remain standing as we pray. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to come and serve the village of Tolono and its residents. Lord, we thank you for causing us to have hearing ears and open hearts as we hear from them and as we go through the things on our agenda tonight. We thank you, Father, for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Start off with Brian Harry and our old business B. Since you're here, we'll get it out of the way.
So we're continuing our public hearing on the annexation and the rezoning, and the Planning and Zoning Board met at 5:30 tonight, and they had met previously, and they heard from Mr. Meharry, and the prior annexation ordinance that you'd gotten from them, where we would rezone the little portion residential and then zone the larger tract ag, is what they recommended to you unanimously. But they, during the meeting, Mr. Meharry talked and asked about it, and his concern, I think, that he can amplify on after I finish the summary, is that he didn't understand he'd be annexing the whole tract. He thought he would just be annexing the little tract. So part of what he'll be asking you is if you want to require that in order to allow him to do the breakout. And then if he were to annex the whole tract, he had a concern about having to pay village portion of taxes on the portion, and he also had a concern about being able to burn ag waste, since we've got a burning ordinance. So just so the board's aware, the board could decide, well, we'll let this happen, but we won't force them to annex the whole tract. Or it could say, well, we'll make you annex the whole thing, but you can abate the village's portion on the ag part if you wanted to, but still have the village portion go on the part that's zoned residential or some variation of that. And then you could also grandfather in the ag property so that the burning ordinance wouldn't apply to it until such time as it changed its use or some variation like that. So you get to vote on what kinds of adjustments you'd like to make. The document that would be in front of you, that document just says, hey, the whole thing's going to get annexed. One part's getting zoned ag, the other part's getting zoned R1, and we're going to relax the subdivision requirements that make you put in sidewalks and do other things whenever you subdivide a property. So that's kind of my summary in a nutshell. Mr. Harry?
The lot that we're, it's a 1 acre lot, which was a pre-existing home site. Since my family has owned it, we have never farmed that acre. It's been in grass and trees. The house was torn down probably back in the 80s. All the rest of the farm is ag, and we farm it. Arbor Rose, which butts right up against this property on the south side, when they purchased that from our family back in probably late 70s or early 80s, the way it was annexed is there is a 1 or 2 foot strip on the west side of the property that comes right up against the railroad right-of-way off of Benham, comes down to even where Arbor Rose is, and there's same width strip that comes over to Arbor Rose, and that's how it was annexed. And this acre lot, you know, that is right up against it, you know, has attachment that way as far as being annexed. And I really don't see any need to annex that whole other 39 acres, which we plan on continuing to farm, to do this. I don't know what ordinances the village has that may or may not affect what we do. The burning ordinance was just one of the things that was brought up. You know, we don't do a lot of burning up there. I was burning some tree limbs on that lot yesterday. But we've got a person that wants to buy that lot to build a home on. And he's just been waiting on me to quit dragging my feet and get it annexed and get it to where he can purchase it.
I myself don't see a problem with just annexing that 1 acre. Anybody else?
No, it busts right up to Village of Limestone.
Mm-hmm.
Right here. Yeah,
I don't understand. I mean, I like he said, as long as we don't force them to put in the sidewalks and everything else, I mean, it really doesn't matter because all the rest of it's still going to be farmland. Now, the one thing that piqued my interest that Mark was talking about, something to do with the taxing codes, because residential is different than agricultural. So that 1 acre plot will then be residential tax, as opposed to the rest of the land, which will still remain ag. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I think that if you annexed just that residential part, you wouldn't be waiving any taxes, and it would just get taxed just like any other property in the town. The issue was, if you were to, in order to allow him to do the breakout, you were forcing him to annex the whole tract, the whole farm. The question is, would you want to say, oh, well, we won't force you to pay taxes on that larger tract? But what I think that you're talking about right now is saying, no, we won't force him to annex the whole big farm. We're just going to force him to annex the R1 smaller parcel.
So, Mr. Meharry,
right.
Is there the rest of the land, do you foresee it always being ag, except for that one acre that someone's trying to buy?
Well, when you say always, that's...
I know.
No. I think the village is growing, and eventually, you know, it's currently growing to the northwest. At some point, it'll probably grow another direction. Yeah.
So basically, my only thought was, I have no issue with what you're asking. Mm-hmm. I have zero issue with it. The concern becomes, will we then be selling off 1 acre at a time to others, or
I don't anticipate that.
Okay. Yeah,
I think if they were wanting to do that, they'd have to come back to you to get permission to do it, and you'd be able to say no.
Right. Okay.
You could say yes, but you'd be able to say no, or in order to do whatever you want to do, we need you to annex and do other things.
Okay. Yeah, I
don't anticipate that. We are not actively trying to sell any more ground.
Sure.
But if someone was to approach us, want to buy 3, 4, 5, 10 acres,
sure,
to subdivide,
yeah,
and they were willing to pay I wouldn't want to say no, I wouldn't do that.
Right, absolutely.
So,
okay.
But like I said, we're not actively trying to sell something else. It's just, it was an existing lot.
Right.
It didn't make sense to cut down all those trees and rip it up. And you know, we've got somebody that wants to buy it to build a home on.
Absolutely.
Do you have that motion mark out needs to be worded?
My thought is you could continue on the rest of the agenda, and then I'm marking up the annexation agreement to match up with what I think you're talking about, and then we could come back and revisit it.
Okay. Eddie.
Yes, I'm just here
my special event permits a couple weeks ago. Unfortunately, I could not be here at the time. I heard that wasn't a problem. I go to see Bowden the next day or 2 days later at Village Hall, and here they've been declined. I hear it was over, like, I couldn't tell how many people was going to be there. Something about insurance, which I have insurance every day at the bar, whether I'm having a special event or not. I'm not sure why I'm here, actually. Well, I turned them in, filled them out the same way I always fill them out. They've always went through.
I think the biggest issue was just making sure we had the insurance on file, maybe. MC.
Whenever it gets turned in the Village Hall every year.
Okay, okay.
They email a copy, I believe, don't they?
Yep, they send us a copy every year.
I mean, that's a law here that has to be done. So, I mean, all you guys have to do is look at Village Hall again. And I don't need no special insurance for that day. It's on my property.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Just trying to figure out what's going on here.
Well, the other issue that we had was the vagueness in how many people you were expecting. We know special events can range, but these are events that you have annually. So at some point you should have a ballpark. But so that's what our public safety have to plan based on is the number you put down. But if you put nothing down, we have nothing to go on.
I just put a question.
Right. So,
because, and they've varied quite a bit in the past, too.
Right.
I mean, sometimes they're great nights, and never did a head count. I don't do cover charge. So, really, if it's busy, I've never did a head count. I'm not really sure. 150, 200 people at tops, 100, I don't know.
Yeah, those, I think it was just those two things that we wanted to make sure that. Everyone that's bringing these in, they're all coming with us in a standard, because the last pages that were given to you with the forms actually laid out some of the things that we needed. We needed to know numbers, and we needed to have proof of insurance. Those are all listed in the document that you received. So when these came back without that, they weren't denied under any circumstances. They were just put on hold because you have a lot of time before these happen.
It's obvious, though, if you own a bar in Toronto, you have insurance.
Yes, you have insurance for your bar. That doesn't necessarily mean that the liability insurance is adequate for special events. So that's why we just want to make sure it's here so that it's with these. In case anyone has an issue, we can show them Eddie has this. That's literally it.
Okay.
And I noticed those changes were on
what
was resubmitted.
Yep.
So I think if I have a motion or.
There's like five of these, right?
There is. Four weekends. Fun day both nights, weekend in July, a Saturday in July or a Friday, our 59th anniversary, and Moody's Homecoming Day. I always have some class reunions.
And we appreciate you getting them in early, too. That helps.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion to approve the special permits for Lou and Denny's for.
This first one doesn't actually have a date.
Yeah, it's 8/10.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. 8/10.
Yes.
8/12. No, was that a time? Sorry.
Eight.
sorry. 6/28.
There you go.
6/29. 9/20.
7/20. And I'll second that.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I was done.
Bevo?
Yes.
Payne?
Yes.
Stewart.
Yes.
Harry.
Yes.
Trulock.
Henry from Denny's 8/10.
Yes. Sorry.
Yes.
I thought that was like.
Thanks, Eddie.
Okay.
Now,
we've got to write a check to him. What's the amount on that? I know The fun day is usually going to be fun day committee, the ones for that weekend, and both nights, so is that, how much is that?
Do you remember, do we usually charge for both nights, or?
I do know in years past, they have waived my anniversary one, charged me for the other ones, but.
And that's something, if there's a motion, we can do that.
We can't. We put in our ordinance not to do that.
Well, like I said, if it goes into motion.
Eddie, your Tolono Fun Day only has 6/29 on it.
There's two different ones.
There's two different ones, 6/28.
Okay, all right, there we go.
So do you have to make a motion for him to be able to do the 6/28 and 6/29 to Tolono Fun Day?
Probably since it's money.
Okay, I'll make a motion, the fees, the special permit fees for 6/28, 6/29 for Lou and Denny's be made to Tolono Fun Day.
Second.
Bucko?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Gary?
Yes.
Truelock?
Yes.
Looks like the 6/28, 6/29, that would be $100 to Fun Days. And then all the rest of them are for.
I don't know, did you say?
I think they're, when we were at the ordinance, we're doing away with waiving them for special events now. Your 60th maybe, 65th, the big ones. But I don't know.
Exceptions, yeah, now you're gonna start making exceptions for it, you know.
But I think we're starting to get away from making exceptions completely, so.
Okay, that's fine. Just make it across the board, you know, somebody else has another special event.
Right, the ordinance that we did laid out specifically what kinds of organizations we would waive the fee for if they asked. And businesses were not one of them, just charitable organizations.
Okay.
John, not you?
Yes. All right. I'll just stand here if it's all right.
Yep.
I'm a real estate guy, in case somebody didn't know, I used to live here something like, well, 70 years, can't believe, in and around that. Anyway, there's some guys wanting to develop some properties here in town, and I've got sheets for everybody. And I'll just be brief.
Thank you.
I don't know how many is there, but anyway.
Thank you.
All right. And at any rate, so I've got a kind of shown there where they're at, and so one's Gary Fisher's land, and the other's this Winfred Chandler land, and the third one, I talked to Harry about that, possibly that, some of that down there. Maybe where that, what is it, assisted living places, maybe south of there. But we tried to do that, that particular property, or that particular development up here by, on Paul Moore's property up there at River Road and Central Avenue, and there were a lot of people against that. But there's definitely a good market for that, because there were a lot of people that were at that meeting that were very disappointed. But anyway, this, on the first page flipping over here, there's this, it says, multiple phase expansion of Linshar Field subdivision. A guy's wanting to buy that and kind of just take it on out and, you know, have a decent subdivision there. You want one of these too? And so, that's the reason I'm asking about this, if you think there's any big objections, because these people, like for Paul Moore's, they're gonna spend a lot of money with trying to get the thing underway, and so I'm just kind of like the front man to see if there's any reason to spend money or not. So, but one is that, like that Linshire Fuel subdivision on out that way, and my buddy and I, for people who don't know it, Jerry Warnes and I did that Linshire Fuel subdivision like 20 years ago or whatever it was. Maybe. And then the next one would be, let's see here, where we're at. I think the next one would be, okay, it's the Meharry land there, which would be, I've actually got it in the wrong spot, which would be south of that assisted living place there. So that's something to think about there. And they'd need a, probably about 2.5 acres there. And then the third place, I call it Gary Fisher's land. It'd be, I guess, Eastside Park it's called, and it'd be just east of there, and there's there'd be something about like 13 lots, and then he has a road that goes back towards his, and all those lots are platted there, by the way. I mean, those have been platted, so, and there's a street dedicated there, but those are the three things that were what I came here to talk about. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Or
I get the subdivision over on Linshire and these plotted houses. What do they want to do south of Harbor Rose? Is that going to be like multifamily apartment style? Or
Yeah, it's for senior citizens.
With only 2.5 acres, that's what kind of what I thought it was going to be.
What's that?
With only 2.5 acres, I figured it might be something like a multifamily unit.
Yeah, something like that. And I had that before, and they're like senior citizens apartments, and they're like 2 bedrooms, one car garage, and 2 baths. So that's what they were before, and I didn't bring the plats on that because, just you know, but that's what kind of what it was. And so, you know, and as far as Tolono lots go, I don't think there's very many for sale in town at all. I mean, if he wants to grow, you got to have some places to put people. Mm-hmm. So, and it was Champaign County Housing Authority that were building that, and I think, I'm not for sure, but I think they pay actually they pay real estate taxes. Do you know anything about that?
They made a presentation before. And it depends on what kind of project it is.
Okay.
They can either pay real estate taxes, or sometimes they make a payment to the community if it's exempt. But I think what you're talking about would pay real estate taxes.
Okay. Yeah. So later, but that's that one there. So, but before they would do anything on that particular thing, they would need, you know, they'd need to. Because the other one they spent a lot of money on, and they just need to come and just talk to you, and I guess the planning commission and whatever they do, and kind of go from there. But,
and I think that's where that needs to go next, is go to actually our planning, which just met before this meeting.
Okay, yeah.
And they kind of gather everything.
Okay.
Get with us, and then recommend.
Okay.
What they think, so it kind of saves us.
Yeah.
Time to do that. So
yeah.
I think Mark can give you a contact number for somebody.
It was Frank Norton, I think, years ago.
I'm thinking probably why don't you call the Village Hall tomorrow, Village Hall will give you the contact number. So I'm not sure how they want to get contacted.
Okay, so, and then each one of these would be an individual thing because they're different people that are doing it. So,
okay.
Yeah, all right, I'll do that.
You want to save these?
No, that's for you guys to have whatever. You can take it if you want. Okay. Yeah, I promise not this year.
All right.
Go away.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
You want to return to it?
Yep. We're going to come back to the old business, the Meharry
property. So I folded there are not a lot of changes to what you'd seen before, so if you want to just pass around and just look at the pages that are folded in the corner, that's where I made the little changes. So this would change its name, just annexing the little parcel that's R1. You would be relaxing your subdivision requirements, so they don't need to do any sidewalks. And then you are requiring them to hook up to your water and sewer once it's within 200 feet. And I was talking to Mr. Meharry, he thinks that's already the case now. And that the it won't require the Meharrys to do any of that, but anybody who wants to build a house would have to do that. So technically, the process would be if you approved this, then we'd get the village to sign the agreement, have the Meharrys sign the agreement, then we just get it recorded along with the ordinance, and then they could go ahead and sell the property and do the breakout. So if you end up liking what I marked up, then you'd make a motion to approve that ordinance with the changes as proposed. And then we'll send you clean copies tomorrow. Sure. And be real public.
It's going to be ordinance 06.
Motion to approve ordinance number 2019-06, authorizing the execution of annexation agreement for the Meharry Farm property rezoning as amended.
A second.
Yes. Kane?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.
You done? You went on. I know I have a lot somewhere.
Follow up and get this thing wrapped up the next day or two.
Okay.
Sounds good. Matt? Matt?
We're doing an event for the cancer run. This one is from my grandpa, the founder of the motorcycle club. So we're going to do a motorcycle run, and we want it to end here in Toronto. All of the money we make, everything goes to the American Cancer Society. So we do that. We wanted to do a car show and have some bands and everything at Loose Cobra. And we got a couple food trucks, a couple bands, and see about the business. We don't do that.
Yeah, I think the main thing is these guys, so I'm kind of, they just invited me to be part of their event. So I'm going to come to you guys on May, at your May 7th meeting. I'll get you some, all the forms ahead of time. So I'll be doing like a traditional permit, event permit, so that I can do outdoor bands, outdoor liquor sales. My whole deal will be fenced off, so it'll just be a contained party, not unlike any that you guys have approved and we've done many of in the past. It sounds like if you guys have some additional things in regarding your car show.
We wanted to do a car show, so you have the street blocked off from 5 to 7, do a car show.
It's on June 1st.
June 1st.
Okay.
Yeah, and, there'll be a car show, it'll be from 5 to 7, 5 to 7:30, because at 7 o'clock we'll do the trophies and or whatever, whatnot for the car show, and then they'll pull out, and then the bands and stuff will go from there.
Okay, and that will be separate from
yours? Yeah, so I mean, okay. Basically, it's just like I'm just looking at my role as just kind of supporting their event, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they've just asked me, like, will you vote? And of course, I will. It's good, great for my business, and I'm happy to be invited to do it. So I'm just going to help them kind of coordinate the entertainment that's at my bar and then. You're just kind of seeking that permission
to.
I think it's kind of two different conversations.
Okay.
Going on. You know, like I need permit. I will on May 7th solicit officials' permission to do my event. I think they need permission
for the car show.
Okay.
That's a separate thing, and we won't allow alcohol to leave our property to go to the car show.
Okay. And I'm me personally, I'm good with all that. I think your best bet would be to submit a special permit. Just like Matt will be doing,
okay.
on what you're gonna have. Brandy, be at the village. She can help you out, or Matt's done plenty of them. He can help you out. Then that way, the chief, the mayor, and anybody else can review it and see if there's anything needs to be changed, and then it's all documented.
So I'll submit mine as the bar, and then they can submit theirs as their motorcycle club.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All yep.
Right. Okay. In the meantime, do you guys have any concerns or anything that we should think about since we kind of just vaguely described the event to you? Or any.
See, we did it last year. We just ended the track side, and it just kind of wasn't contained. Like motorcycles everywhere, and I just figured do it this way. It's more contained. People. Aren't, you know.
And you didn't do a car show last year.
I didn't do a car show last year. We just did a motorcycle run.
Expanded. It sounds like they were pretty successful last year and raised a lot of money.
Yeah, I made $2,000, and I only put it together like 25 days before it happened, and I kind of did it all at the last minute.
How many people did you have last year?
50, 55, 60.
Hoping for more this year.
Yeah, me personally, I don't have a problem with that. With the permit, the chief will be able to look at it, see if he has any concerns or she, and then the special permit when it comes in, that'll allow any if any businesses have anything to say about it, they can fill us in on their feelings. So, you know, I can't speak for everybody else, but me personally, I do. I don't see a problem, you know, as long as everything looks good. Yeah, yep. Just, we'll have our next meeting that first Tuesday of May. So
May 7th, do I have that date right?
Let's see.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to be out of town starting pretty soon next week for a couple of weeks. So we'll probably just get all that to you quickly before I leave town, and you'll have it, and then I get back just like the day before that. So
sure.
Us being at the meeting, but we'll get you all the documents ahead of time.
Just don't forget to have insurance for your event and bring a copy of that with your thing so that we see that it's there, or else we'll have to ask you for it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
guys. Matt's not here, so we'll skip public works. No engineers tonight. Police, you got anything, Justin? Good.
Rob just wanted me to stop by and let you know that they commissioned Squad Car 11. They're stripping it out right now, and I think it was planned on getting moved to being kind of a gopher car at the village. If somebody needed a hot rod to get the mail or go to a class or something like that. But it's, I don't know how far along it is, but I think they've got all the radios and the consoles, which are going to get saved and hopefully used for a new car later this year.
See how he said that? Hopefully the new car.
Well, we're depending.
Yes.
If we add any more people, we're
gonna need it. Absolutely.
And we try to keep those on rotation too.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm.
But this one was our oldest one. It still, as far as I know, still runs pretty good. It still works all right. It is just getting older and the hours on it. That's really all I have.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Thanks. Treasurer, anything do you have?
Been out of the ordinary.
Okay. Do we want to wait on paying the bills, or you can start signing if you want, because I haven't got through them. Okay. Was there any sewer credits? Can't remember.
Nope.
I didn't see any.
Any issues with the bills?
Not that I saw when I went through them.
Motion to pay bills?
Second.
As presented.
Pepo?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Truong?
Yes.
Prior minutes?
I make a motion to approve the 4/2/2019 minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Can we go back to the public works?
Sure.
We have the information for the water meter antenna purchase and things like that. Are we going to vote on that tonight? Or do we want to wait for...
I think we just need the final approval to put it on the tower, right? On the
Yes, and he sent us information about that.
Did he get the information he needed from Matt? I was somewhat following that email chain.
Let's see.
So the only fee we have would be the cost for electrical for the equipment.
Yeah.
And who will do the install.
Okay. And I don't know, I do not know who will do that install.
Yeah, and Matt's on vacation, right? Okay.
I think we can just move that to next meeting and get... not going to hurt anything.
Okay. What about that next one on there?
I personally say we wait and put that, unless Matt has money
he's
left over.
He's got $4,000 for it.
He had $4,000 budgeted for this current year.
Trying to look for the...
I don't know where he was going to take the $4,000.
Because the snowplow is the addition, isn't it?
I think so.
And I've kind of got a question on the paint and polymer he's using on it. Just because it's a snowplow, I'm going to be running over salted streets and probably rust right back up again. I'm fine with the dump truck. The trailer. I don't.
Okay. There again, I don't see a problem with it waiting a couple more weeks. Matt can fill us in on anything you need to know.
The only thing that I can tell you he's probably concerned about is the money in this budget for it would have to be spent before April 30th. And unless we're planning to have a special meeting, this is our second meeting of the month. I don't think we should go above what we have budgeted.
Yeah,
and we can always
with the extra one being the snowplow. I said we just do the trailer and the dump bed.
Okay,
he's got it. He can use it.
And we can always add it into our budget for next year.
So.
Are you adding them up right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And even that, he's 150 over, but I'm not super worried about that. So, make a motion to approve the estimates, quotes from Extreme Armor to sand and paint the tandem axle equipment trailer and dump truck number 9. For $4,150.
I'll second.
You forgot. You can do that.
Yes, he can.
Puffo?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Truelock?
Yes.
I didn't see anything on the ERH. Is there?
Got it.
Okay. Anything for new business? Oh, okay. Anything new to add to the nuisance tickler files?
We have one going to court on Thursday.
Okay.
On the North Street.
What are we doing about properties on 45? I know it keeps saying they're being worked on.
I don't know.
But that's been being worked on for quite a while, so.
Rick was the one dealing with us.
Like the collapsed shed that's been there forever. And there's been not even a chance to clean it up or attempt to clean it up.
Is that something, Justin, maybe you can follow up with Rob and see if there's anything on file on that?
Look into it.
Just, if not, then we can go from there.
I think we did. I think Officer Gibson, I know he was working on some of the properties, cars and stuff like that. I think he is back. He was on military. He was away from the military for a couple of weeks. I think he's back this weekend. I can try to touch base with him. I don't know if he had been working on that. If not, I'll look into it. See what I can do.
The properties Jared's talking about are ones that the attorney had dealt with and sent notice, and Denny Diaz sent letters, and Rick was dealing with that.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Have to dig in and look for it, I guess.
I can see what I can do.
Cool. All right, special permits were done. Executive session.
I don't have anything unless you guys do.
Nothing that Rob probably need to be here to answer my questions, so no. All right.
Last thing we've got, I don't know, 8 or 10 police applicants, Justin?
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about that, but some are probably around in there. Have you been getting all the...
I have been.
Report? Okay.
Yep. I didn't figure I needed to reply to every single one.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I'm getting them. Some of them look pretty good, so I don't foresee us having to pay for a written test.
Sweet.
Cool. Right now, but I would. I wish we would. I wish we'd get 30 or 40 people. But
okay.
I think we may have maybe one more coming in that I know of.
Okay. So May 1st, I think, is the deadline. And then we'll put something together for interviews and a power test. And
sounds good. Has there been any more discussion on the four-wheelers? Do you know?
I don't think so, yeah.
Okay. Just a note, Randy might be interested in one if we do sell them
for
the park. So if that starts to get thrown around.
The only problem with that is in our golf cart ordinance, we said saddle-ridden.
Well, all they use it for is to drag the fields.
And that's fine as long as there's not any on-road travel.
No, okay. It just stays in the park.
All right.
Anything else?
Motion adjourned.
Second.
Aye.
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 All right. See, Rob, we're probably how long our meetings are.